A playlist original.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Coming
soon.
Coming soon.
Coming soon. Coming soon.
Coming soon to 4K Blu-ray. A playlist original. This is the Films at Home podcast, your source for everything home entertainment.
Hey everyone, Jeff here from Films at Home. Thanks for coming back to the Films at Home podcast today for this episode of our Coming Soon series, which is the weekly installment where I go through some of the highlights for movies that are coming out on Blu-ray and 4K. And then we talk about physical media and home entertainment news and sales numbers from our friends at Media Play News, and also any ongoing deals that you should be aware of. So for today's episode, we're focusing on April 18th, 2023. And it's a pretty decent day for 4K fans. A little bit less on Blu-ray, but the 4K stuff is pretty good. So let's jump right into it with a couple of releases from Kino Lorber. The first one is 12 Angry Men, which I think most people would argue is a top 10 movie of all time. Certainly one of the best films ever made, one of the best American films ever made, and was actually another Criterion Collection Blu-ray that Kino has now secured the rights to and done a 4K release for. So they continue to take these Criterion Blu-ray releases that Criterion had rights for and just scoop them up and put them out on 4K. I mean, at this point, the Kino Lorber 4K catalog almost looks like a Criterion Collection Blu-ray catalog. It's insane how many they've picked up, but I'm very excited for 12 Angry Men in 4K. I love black and white movies in 4K. That one should look great. And then we've also got from Kino Lorber, Serpico, another classic movie, Al Pacino, 1973, great performance from Al Pacino, one of his most iconic, and another just one of these classic, you know, like top 100 movies that Kino continues to scoop up. Like whoever's buying the rights to these movies, whoever works in their licensing team, their legal team, like props to those people, because Kino Lorber's catalog of 4K releases, especially for stuff like pre-1980, even into the 80s, but like these older movies from the 50s, 60s, 70s, their catalog is just getting to be insane. They have so many good 4K discs. Now, also in 4K today is Rebel Without a Cause from Warner Brothers, another one of their Warner Brothers 100th anniversary celebration titles. You've got both a Steelbook release, which you can pick up at Best Buy, and you've also got the standard slipcover edition. This is the first time on 4K for this movie. James Dean, Natalie Wood, 1955, probably James Dean's most recognized role. He's been in, you know, he had a few movies that are pretty big deal. This is not his last movie before his death, but probably the one most people associate with James Dean, I would think. And it also has Natalie Wood. It's a great film. It's a real, you know, 50s, you know, I think the kids aren't all right, right? Like it's that almost like borderline counterculture post-World War II, what's going on with teenagers at that time period. And it was very eye-opening for a lot of people. So that's a great one. I'll be reviewing that on my channel in full. Then we also, speaking of Criterion Collection, we get one 4K release from them on April 18th, and it's The Seventh Seal. Another could be top 10 movie of all time. Definitely like a top 100 movie. Like April 18th here has got a pretty good pedigree. There's some great movies coming out on 4K this week. And The Seventh Seal is a Criterion upgrade. They had the Blu-ray release. Looks like they're using the same artwork for the 4K, but that will be an upgrade. So we'll see how that looks as well when I can get that into the collection. And now the last couple that are coming out to 4K, we have The Haunting of Julia on 4K from Scream Factory. This is, I would say, a lesser known movie. It's also called Full Circle, was like the, I don't know, like another title for it. I don't know a whole lot about this, but I'm very excited to watch it because it has a pretty good cast. It has Mia Farrow in it. It, you know, seems to have a bit of a following. Somehow I've just missed this movie, but the 1970s and horror movies in the 70s, I just absolutely love. So I'm very, very excited to get that one in and hopefully review it and watch it. And then the only other 4K for today is a DC animated All-Star Superman. It's a DC animated movie from 2011 that is getting a 4K release. So if you're into the DC animated stuff, you can pick that up. Now for 1080p Blu-ray, the big mainstream release, the big theatrical box office seller, you know, the one that most people will probably know is Cocaine Bear. That's just getting a Blu-ray release here in the US, although later in May, it will be getting a 4K release over in the UK. So you may want to wait if you want the 4K of that movie. Probably not one you necessarily need 4K for, so just a Blu-ray here in the United States, but you can get Cocaine Bear. You can also get a new documentary called Living with Chucky. That is a pretty cool one for horror movie fans. It's the daughter of the main puppeteer for the Chucky franchise, you know, the guy who puppeteered all of the movies and had a very big hand, sort of did a documentary about growing up as part of the Chucky franchise and interviewed a lot of people who also were a part of it. And that's sort of where they get the Living with Chucky title. So that one's kind of cool. Then another release, which I actually can't believe exists. I forgot this movie came out, but it's Magic Mike's Last Dance. I was shocked to see that Magic Mike was getting another sequel, but feels like it just came out. It's already out on Blu-ray, so obviously it doesn't sound like it did very well. It was a quick exit from theaters, but you can pick that one up on Blu-ray today. And then there are a few more. There's a couple classic movies. The Trap is one that really stands out to me. That's a 1922 Lon Chaney movie. Now, if you don't know Lon Chaney, he was in the Phantom of the Opera is probably his most famous role. And then his son was the Wolfman. So that's a kind of interesting, you know, want to go way back into Hollywood 1922. That could be a fun one for you. And then there's a couple of other releases from the 30s. We have Search for Beauty, High, Wide, and Handsome, and Rio, which could be cool for the classic film lovers out there. Now, outside of that, the only other one that I definitely want to mention is Kids versus Aliens, because that is another release from RLJE Entertainment, and it's another Shudder release that is getting a physical. So I love the fact that these like Shudder exclusives and Shudder originals, these horror movies that come out on the Shudder streaming service, continue to get physical media releases. And from what I've heard from the director, like literally this movie was like made in his backyard with like neighborhood kids. It just sounds like an insane story, but I've also heard that the movie's not half bad. Like it's sort of like Goonies meets like Evil, Aliens, E.T. I don't know. Like I've heard good things. I have not seen it myself, but I just wanted to mention it because Shudder continues to put out stuff from, you know, their streaming catalog, which they could easily keep on streaming. They make sure to give it physical releases. And then the last one I should mention, The Sunday Woman, is coming from Radiance Films. We're going to have the founder of Radiance Films on the podcast very soon. So shout out to him. He's going to be on here for a full interview, but I want to mention The Sunday Woman Blu-ray limited edition from Radiance. They are a new boutique label that is doing some more classic movies, foreign movies, cult movies, you know, sort of definitely like more obscure stuff, sort of in like that Arrow kind of mindset. So, you know, very interesting new label to keep an eye on. And they have a release coming out on the 18th as well. So that's what's coming out for April 18th. So, you know, let's take a quick shift now to the news, the home video charts and the sales charts over at Media Play News. Interestingly enough, this is, again, we're always 1 week behind on the reports, but for the week that ended April 8th, we had a good week for 4K UHD, over 10% of the top 50 discs, even without a big 4K release this week, over 10% were UHD. Blu-ray was only at 30%. So a big drop there. That's been sitting around closer to 40%. So UHD probably stole some of that market. DVD is at 60%. So it's basically 60, 30, 10. 60% DVD, 30% Blu-ray, 10% UHD. But it's good to see UHD bounce back a little bit. The last few weeks, it's been under 10%, even as low as 6% in market share for those top 50 discs. So it was nice to see it get back up to 10%, even in a week where there wasn't much out there. People bought more 4K discs. So that's always a good thing. Now, if we look at the top sellers for the week on the Blu-ray format, let's just break down the top 10. But interestingly enough, like I said, wasn't a really big release this week. So Plane, the Gerard Butler movie from Lionsgate, remains at the number one spot. So good for Plane. Still selling over 58% on Blu-ray. So a pretty good Blu-ray share. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish bounced from number four up to the number two spot with only 41% sold on Blu-ray or 4K. Megan dropped from number two to number three. A Man Called Otto dropped from number three to number four. Dragon Ball Super, Superhero, still in the top five, actually back into the top five after last week. And then Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Top Gun Maverick, and because of the Easter holiday, the Ten Commandments moved into the top 10, previously in the 23rd spot. That bounced into the number eight spot for top selling discs of the week, which tends to happen every time, you know, the Easter holiday comes around, people want to revisit the Ten Commandments. But it's nice to see that that probably drove some of those 4K sales, because that's one of the best 4K discs out there. And then to round out the top 10, Batman, The Doom That Came to Gotham, a DC animated movie, and then Everything Everywhere All at Once dropped down a few spots, but still is selling 70% on the Blu-ray format. So that is awesome for the Best Picture winner, and it's still continuing to sell quite a bit. Now, if we do look at revenue, this will be 2 weeks back. So this is always for the week ending 2 weeks prior to this episode. So the week ending 4-1, basically last week in March, Blu-ray revenue was down 20% from the same week a year ago. DVD revenue was down 30% from the same week a year ago. So overall down 27% roughly. Now, this, it's tough, right? It's hard to see, like down 20%, down 30%. Those are tough numbers, but there wasn't a big release. March is not a super big time for physical media. There haven't been super big releases lately. I'll be very curious to see what this looks like in a couple of weeks, but I mean, we're never probably going to see it trend up. If it trends up, it's going to be like a percent or two, but it's hard to compare to last year. But I mean, we are still seeing a 20% to 30% dip, you know, year over year when it comes to physical media sales, as streaming and digital becomes more popular. But you know, what they don't take into account, again, I've talked about this, is like, how are the boutique guys doing? How are the small labels doing? How are the Lionsgate Steelbooks selling that cater to collectors? How's Paramount Presents selling? If those are all profitable, then we're in good shape. Even if it means, you know, sure, the latest, you know, Puss in Boots, if it was released in 2006, would have sold 10 million more discs than it did this year. But as long as those labels and those boutique guys and those ones that cater to the collector and the enthusiast, as long as those remain profitable, we're okay. So you're going to keep seeing this dip down. Eventually it'll plateau. It'll hit a point where it sort of reaches its plateau. And then hopefully we'll get some better news that maybe sales can step up a little bit here or there. But we're on a downward slide down and to the right on revenue for the foreseeable future until it sort of bottoms out. But I just, you know, from everything I hear from boutique labels out there and everything I see from Kino and Criterion continue to do more 4K and Arrow 4K and, you know, Shout Factory and Scream Factory's 4K and Radiance Films coming into the market and Terrorvision coming into the market and Vinegar Syndrome and their partner labels pumping out 30 new releases, you know, for the month of April. Like all that's there, all that we're seeing there is a positive sign for the industry. It's just not a positive sign for the big players. And I think you'll see these numbers potentially come back up when Disney starts to re-enter this world, because they were one of the biggest drivers of home video. They've been exiting basically the last couple of years. Now it looks like they're maybe coming back. So we'll see where this all goes, but there's a lot of moving parts right now. Now, in terms of news out there, there wasn't much this week. The only real news, and this is streaming news, but it is home entertainment, was that HBO Max is rebranding to just Max, which I think is super weird. I don't think anybody really associated Max with that streaming service. The HBO, it's been HBO Now, HBO Go, HBO Max. Now you remove the HBO and you just go to Max. I thought that was a little strange, especially because like, Cinemax is already a thing, and that's probably just going to be confusing for consumers. I would think HBO would want to be the one brand you keep on that streaming service, because realistically, what are people subscribing to HBO Max for? It's for Game of Thrones. It's for Succession. It's for The Last of Us. It's for the stuff that people watch on HBO. Like, it's all the HBO shows that drive that service. And with this Warner Brothers Discovery merger, they're trying to make it like they're going to start bringing in the Discovery product, and you're going to get blasted with like reality TV and all this crap. And hopefully there'll be some more Warner Brothers stuff, but it's just an interesting shift. And it's, you know, I don't know if it'll be successful. It's something to keep an eye on, but you know, as we saw with Disney Plus, if these streaming services start to slip and they start to not be as profitable as they once were, they're going to look to other avenues. And that's a good thing for physical media, because as we saw with Disney, Disney Plus slipped, revenue slipped. Bob Iger said, okay, we need to reevaluate. We need to go back to our roots. We need to focus more on the consumer and less on the content and the subscriber numbers just to get people to the service. So, you know, we're hopefully seeing that shift in Disney, and we may see that shift with Warner, Discovery, whatever that conglomerate ends up being called, as potentially they find out that it's not as profitable as they think. It's still the future. The future is here and now. It is streaming. That is where these companies are going to make their money, but it's not always going to be the most profitable thing if you keep just dumping dollars into it. They're going to go back to theatrical, and they're going to go back to physical media releases, and they're going to go back potentially to longer windows in between too, which is another interesting trend in this world that you may see. We're already seeing Avatar 2 come out on digital, you know, months after it was released, and then we still don't have a physical release date. Top Gun Maverick, another one, did huge at the box office, was delayed super long getting to home video, came to digital, then was delayed even longer coming to 4K and Blu-ray. They really extended the window of that to keep making as much money as they can, which makes sense when you have something like Magic Mike, which literally I feel like I was just seeing commercials for the other day and is now available on Blu-ray. There's not a lot of time for that to breathe and make any money. And if it's a stinker, it's a stinker. But they were doing that with big movies. I mean, Marvel movies were coming out on disc and digital 2 to 3 months after they were released, and that's just not feasible. So we'll see. I think this could happen to Warner Brothers and their HBO product as well, but we'll see where this all goes. But that was sort of the big thing of the week that I wanted to cover. And then for sales, you know, there hasn't been much. Groove.com had a pretty good Easter sale. If you were on my email list, you would have been alerted about that one. So of course, you know, make sure you sign up for my emails, because I do send deal alerts out, and those typically come through email because those have to be timely, and I want to make sure you guys see them. A lot of times I posted deals to Twitter or social media and people are like, oh, I missed the deal because I didn't see this post for 3 or 4 days. So I've been sending most deals out through our email list, so make sure you're signed up there. But the big deal that's running right now is still the Kino Lorber Spring Sale. Tons of stuff listed there. And then I think there'll be a some sort of a spring sale. I'm hearing, so the next Criterion sale should be July at Barnes & Noble. So if you're looking for Criterion, that'll be July, 50% off most likely at Barnes & Noble. And I feel like there's usually like a Shout Factory sale sometime in the spring around this Easter time. I don't know why. I feel like I remember that, but the Kino Lorber Spring Sale is going on. And then Vinegar Syndrome right now is doing 50% off a bunch of their America Genre Film Archive movies. So if you want to get really weird, head over to vinegarsyndrome.com, check out the partner labels page, go to AGFA, American Genre Film Archive, and check out what they have to offer, because a lot of their stuff is on sale for a really good price. But that's it. That's it for the week. So this gives you a little rundown on what to expect and what's coming out on Blu-ray 4K. We talked some sales numbers, we talked some deals, we talked some news. So hopefully this was helpful. And if you do want to get these weekly episodes, you know, make sure you're subscribed on the YouTube channel to get the video version, and make sure that you follow along on the podcast and have any of your notifications turned on. Subscribe over there so that you don't miss these episodes when they come out. I'll keep doing these weekly as long as you guys like them and appreciate them. And hopefully they're helpful for what to buy and what's going on in the world. You know, the stuff that maybe I can't cover in a full video every week, or stuff that would otherwise, you know, fall under the radar. That's what I want to do with these episodes. So I appreciate you watching, listening, whatever you're doing to support these. It's much appreciated. And thank you for all your support there. Of course, make sure to follow me on social media. Those links are in the description, as well as links to the email list that you can sign up for so you never miss a deal. But thank you guys. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Happy April 18th, and I will talk to you all soon.
Coming soon.
Be sure to subscribe to the Films at Home podcast using your favorite app so you don't miss another episode. And while you're there, don't forget to rate and review this podcast, which helps us out tremendously. You can also help support us by watching our short-form content over on YouTube and TikTok by searching Films at Home. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @films_at_home. The intro and outro were created by Elin Osborne. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.